Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I have finally marked something off my bucket list that I've been wanting to do for literally 22 years of doing Scuba Radio, and that is diving in the Red Sea. Woo! Explorer Ventures has made it happen. We are here on the Grand Explorer, Red Sea Explorer, Grand Red Sea. You know what? We'll get it right. Amir's going to get me in check here in just a bit. We literally just got on the boat and completed our first day of dives here in the Red Sea with Explorer Ventures. I'm here with Dr. Doug Ebersole, his wife Carol, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We got a four-man crew, or man and woman crew, from the USA. Team America is represented here on the boat this week, and everybody else is like from Germany, Poland, or something. We're going to find out here in just a bit. But we are definitely the minority on the boat this week, but we've already made some great friends in just one day of diving because we have that common connection of scuba diving. Do we not, gang?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. They had to think about it there for a second. You know, there's the you got to give it a second for the translation to kick in, right? Yeah, that's what it is. Right, Valerie?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, Valerie, she was the first German on the boat that started talking to us because, you know, she's like, what's up with these weird folks? I got to find out what their deal is, right?
Yeah, definitely. You were so weird when we had to contact you first to take care of you a bit.
Yes, that's right. They're going to take care of us in more ways than one by the end of this week. Who knows how this is going to end up. But everybody's been very gracious because we do have that common bond of diving. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world. We all love to share that, you know, that joy that we get from jumping in the water. And here in the Red Sea, it is just spectacular. And, it, you know, for these folks from Germany on the boat, it's kind of like it's like their Bahamas. Is that right, Valerie? Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, definitely. We just have a short 4.5 or 5 hour flight from Germany from more or less all over Europe. So this is the closest we can get to nice coral reefs and beautiful, colorful fish.
Same for us if you just add on another 12 hours to that travel time. But you know, it is. It's a little bit more of a challenge to get here, but it's not hard. We did it, and we'll get into that here in just a bit on some of the routes that you can take from the United States to get to the Red Sea and dive here with Explorer Ventures. But it's worth it. You know, I've been hearing about this for years. The diving, after just three dives, that's all we did today, just to kind of get acclimated to the whole situation, how they run the boat and the dive operation here in the Red Sea. It was so good. And I can't wait to get to some of the really, really hot spots. Because, you know, the first dive you kind of do is a little checkout acclimation dive. And then you go down there and see some more stuff. And then we did a night dive. And we saw eels as big as our heads. I mean, these things were massive. It was cool. Now, Tobias, right?
Yes.
So you are from Germany as well.
Exactly.
And what do you like seeing here in the Red Sea?
Most of the time, I prefer to see the big stuff, obviously, and
like the eels and stuff, or the sharks. They say we might even see oceanic white tips this week. That would be something, huh?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to these spots where you are able to see oceanic white tips. And actually, a friend of us who is not with us this week, his name is Eric. Shout out,
Eric. Hey, Eric, you should be on this boat. You're a loser. And Tobias here is living large, and you're back home being a loser right now back in Germany, right?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's been here 2 weeks before.
Our shout outs are evidently different than yours, Tobias.
probably, but maybe it depends on the nationality. I don't know. No, maybe we are nicer.
It's universal.
Anyway, and Eric, he saw several oceanic white tip sharks, and one was very big, and yeah. I hope that we have a similar encounter.
So, and after that, he's expecting you to be eaten or something, I guess, right?
I hope not.
It's not going to happen. No, these are awesome animals. And actually, that's one shark species I have yet to see myself. So I hope to check that off the list this week as well. We'll have to see. You know, you got to play the odds with nature, right? You never know what might happen. And we'll talk to Sven, our dive guide and captain and everything. He's kind of, you know, he's managing the dive operation here on the boat a little bit, too, to give us some insight into that. This is your sister, Bianca?
No.
It's your friend?
Yeah, I'm just...
Just friend, but Tobias, you've come here many times before, right? Or a few?
I think this is my fourth time in Egypt and second time on a safari boat, so yeah.
Okay, safari boat being live aboard is what we call them in the States. So you're right, we're wrong pretty much, but regardless, safari boat, that's what he means. Bianca, this is your first time like us, right?
No, it's not my first time.
It's not. Who did I mix you up with then? Your fifth time, so you're way even better than Tobias. He's kind of a loser on the boat. Always. Okay, well, at least he admits it. Okay, but so do you got a favorite critter you like to see here when you come to the Red Sea then, or what?
A favorite what?
A critter, like animal.
A favorite animal. Actually, the boxer shrimp I really like.
She was doing the boxer shrimp dance earlier when he was talking about that. What do you like about the boxer shrimp? Just the way they look, the color?
And if you see two, they actually do boxing. So that's nice to see if they dance. So a mix of dancing and boxing.
It's like a spectator sport, I guess, right? Yeah, like watching rugby or whatever they do in Germany, right?
Yeah.
One of those. Okay, good. So who else? Okay, we have Anika, right? Anika. Anika, I get her mixed up with the movie, right? In there, that new James Cameron movie last year. Well, that was all about you, right?
Yes.
Yes, good answer. So is this the first time you've been into the Red Sea, or how many times?
It's my first time.
Yeah, and so after the day of diving that we had today, what did you think so far?
Well, it was great. I went to the Bahamas before. And I think the coral here is more colorful.
Yeah. Definitely more colorful. I mean, you know, this part of the world, what we just saw today, it's like you take everything in the Bahamas and you put it in a blender, and then they come out in kind of the same shape, but all these different colors and stuff. But the coral, there's a few more species of coral they have in this part of the world than we do in the Bahamas and that kind of thing. But, you know, they got great diving there, too, like big sharks, big animals, that kind of stuff, and it's just different. It's not necessarily better, it's just different. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah, so this is your first time here. Why? You got to the Bahamas before you got here to your backyard.
Yes, because I went to the U.S. for 9 weeks, and I ended up the trip with a liverboard at the Bahamas. Yes.
And that's what you did, and just happened to be luck of the draw, huh? Okay, all right, well, excellent. So we have a lot of folks here. Well, Michael, tell me, what do you like about the Red Sea? Because you and Valerie have been here a few times, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, obviously, it's a very comfortable diving spot. The temperature, even in greater depth...
Wait, are you talking about the boat or the place? I mean, because the boat is pretty nice, too.
The Red Sea
is very... It's easy diving, nice warm bathtub water diving. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, guarantee for good weather, guarantee for very high visibility, and always everything that you want to see.
Yeah, well, you know, the water temp, I wasn't sure what to experience when we got out here. I'd gone online and I saw anywhere from like 75 degrees up to 85 or so. So pretty wide swath of temperatures. And I'm an 80-80-80 diver, or a warm water wuss, as we say in the United States. Does that translate over into your part of the world?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
You know what a warm water wuss is? A warm water wuss is someone who can't dive in cold water, or he whines like a little girl, cries like a little baby when it's too cold.
And haven't had anything on today.
I mean, let's not get crazy there, Carol. But yeah, I just went with my board shorts and a shirt or a rash guard, a free balling kind of thing. You know what I'm saying, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's universal. Okay, he got that much, right, Valerie? You understood.
Yeah, I saw you half naked.
Well, okay, all right. You can't unsee that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, never in my life. It will haunt me in my dream.
Well, as it should, as it does most. Okay, but yeah, you know, the water's nice and warm. It's like bathtub water diving. And you're from Poland, right?
No, I live in Germany, but I was born in Poland.
And okay, born, and your name is?
Agnieszka. It's
right, that's a bless you. Okay, so...
You were saying
no, That's German. I don't know. Gesundheit, I don't know where the hell I am. I'm not supposed to know. I'm American. We don't know anything. But regardless, okay, you're originally from Poland, but you live in Germany now, right?
Exactly.
Is this the first time for you to this to the Red Sea, or you've been here a bunch too?
No, I was in Egypt for 3 times, but yeah. I make a break about 6 years, and now it's my first time after the 6 years diving so much and diving here in Red Sea and on a boat. So
yeah. Well, you've done it a few times, and you keep coming back, so that's a sign that you probably like what you've been seeing, right?
Yeah, of course. Red Sea rocks.
Take it from...
Agnieszka.
Yeah, Agnieszka. That's what I said. She knows, and you're going to learn more about it as we can give you a little glimpse into liveaboard diving in the Red Sea with Explorer Ventures next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Joey, you don't think sharks are sexy, do you?
No. Wait a minute. What was the Little Mermaid?
Ooh, baby.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg Dive Master. We are in the Red Sea on top of the Grand Sea Explorer with Explorer Ventures. This is amazing. Oh, my God. We just finished a day of diving. The brothers, or actually one of the brothers, there's two of these volcanic islands that come up out of the depths of the Red Sea, and they're very popular dive sites. And now I know why, because not only did I see a manta ray, I saw oceanic white tips and also a thresher shark. I got within 10 feet of a thresher shark and got it on video. We hope to get it up at scubaradio.com soon. And I'm telling you, this is an unbelievable trip so far, and we're just getting started. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is with me as well. Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How could I be anything else? I
mean, yeah, this is pretty remarkable.
Well, think about what happened just this morning on the first dive. It was thresher shark.
Yep.
My very first one.
Right, you too.
And, yeah, and let's see what else we have. We had an oceanic white tip.
Right. They were
in one dive. That's crazy.
The oceanic white tips were just hanging out at the back of the boat, greeting us or welcoming us back to the Grand Sea Explorer, and kind of came in a little close.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Reach out, touch them.
They're
boom,
curious. You don't want to touch them or nothing like that. But I'll tell you what, you could have if you wanted to.
That's
I mean, they came that close, and it was a lot of fun. It was really a great opportunity to get some great video pictures if you're into that kind of thing. Now, how about our accommodations here on the Grand Sea Explorer, though? Oh, my God.
You know, they're fantastic. I got to say, they're one.
Hey, look, she's doing her happy dance.
Uh-oh.
And that's Tobias's sister. What's your name?
Annika,
come on over here, Annika.
Over here.
She just had a big celebration, I hear, because and she's doing her happy dance because she not only saw, well, I don't know, you saw your first manta, right?
It was
right?
My first manta, yes.
Yeah, and that was on the third dive of the day.
Yes.
We saw one on the first dive, so we're way better than you.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But you were excited because you kind of, when did you see your manta? Describe it to us.
It was like 15 minutes after the wreck.
Right.
Yes. And
what was the name of that wreck that we did there?
Numidia.
All right. Well, I need to introduce him. Tell him your name and your official title with Explorer Ventures.
Well, my name is Amr, and I'm the Sales, Marketing, and Diving Operations Manager.
There you go. He's the big cheese, the big kahuna. He knows everything, and we defer to him. Right?
Yep, right.
Yeah, see? Okay. He's like going, what is he saying? And then, okay, yeah, sure. Why not? I'll go with it. Go with the flow. That's what you do, Amr, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the name of that wreck that we dove on dive three today was what?
That's the Numidia.
The Numidia. Okay, and I'll tell you, we jumped in the water, and I was blown away. Were you with me, Annika, where you got in there like, oh, my God, this place is massive, or this wreck is huge, and it's encrusted with every kind of coral you could imagine, right?
Yeah, so many corals and fish, and it was stunning.
So we dove down that, and we worked our way down the wall. You guys were kind of coming up the rear behind us. So did you see the manta on the wreck, or was it after you started cruising the reef, or what?
No, on the wreck, we saw Longimanus. And
saw what?
A Longimanus, white.
Oh, the oceanic layer. Right. The technical name, or the Red Sea name is...
It's Longimanus.
Yes, we'll go with that. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to say any oceanic white tips, but that's what they call them, right? Okay, so you saw those there at the wreck?
Yeah, it was near the wreck.
Okay, yeah, we did. I mean, I missed those too. So you saw those and then started cruising down the reef on the wall, and then this manta pops into view?
Yeah, it appeared around about 10 meters away.
Right.
Yes.
Did you do the same happy dance you just did as you walked towards us on the deck here underwater?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. In underwater, I was like, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, there
dancing.
You go. Woo, woo. Yeah, so, I mean, she was a happy happy diver. So that was obviously something on your bucket list that you got to check off today.
Of course, yes.
Now, did you see the thresher shark earlier?
Yes, I did.
Had you already seen a thresher shark?
No, it was awesome.
So that one was... but that wasn't. That didn't warrant a happy dance like the manta did for you.
Okay.
Okay, all right. She's improvising. Yes. She has a lot of dances in her repertoire of, okay, cool. Well, yeah. So it's pretty good trip so far. We're only into, day two?
It was,
pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
Awesome stuff. Well, yeah, you know, that's what's going to happen. People are going to walk up and say, hey, tell us about what you saw and that kind of thing. And we're giving you a little idea of what it's like to be here on the Grand Sea Explorer. Now, Amaris, tell us, you dive this all the time. You've been here how many years, you figure? Like 20, 30 years working the Red Sea?
26, exactly.
There you go. You know, he knows Peter Hughes. He knows a lot of people back in the dive industry. But this is your home base of operations, and it's been here forever, and you love sharing this these underwater attractions with folks like us from America, Switzerland, Germany, wherever, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I think I've been very spoiled because I've been diving here in the Red Sea and I didn't need to travel anywhere else.
Yeah, well, I can see why now. When you get oceanic white tips, manta rays, and thresher sharks on one dive, I can see how somebody could get jaded, right?
Don't forget the humphead.
The humphead, yeah. What is that? That's a wrasse? What is that kind of...
It is a wrasse. We call it the Napoleon wrasse.
The Napoleon wrasse, yeah. He came and he followed us on our last dive, pretty much the entire reef. And I was like, hey, we got a little pet puppy dog following us around. And he was somewhat curious and kind of like groupers and things that we have. We have friendly groupers in the Caribbean. I would say this guy was acting very similar in that regard, you think?
Yeah, he's very curious, very friendly, comes very close.
What's his name? Do you have a name for him?
This one, no. But we used to have one up north in Ras Muhammad. We used to call him George.
George, of course. I mean, George the Napoleon Ras or whatever. Yeah, okay, I like it. Okay, so with all these different, you know, examples of marine life that you see in the Red Sea, what is it that, you know, that tweaks your interest the most? Is it a thresher shark or is it turtles? Is it what?
It's mainly the big stuff. That's why I love the brothers, because brothers, it's not the mass, it's the variety. You come here, you find the threshers, you find the oceanics. If you're lucky, you can find sailfish, sometimes mola mola.
Sailfish?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's common in the
And summertime. The mola mola, is that that giant sunfish-looking thing?
Exactly, yeah. But they're very shy fish, and they live at depth. And okay. They occasionally come to shallow water.
Nice. So This is so unique, this brother site, is because it's literally almost in the middle of the Red Sea. Is that right? And it's a plateau, a couple plateaus, or pinnacle-type structures that there's sand for, days and stuff, and so the fish come here and congregate, I guess, or what? What is it unique about it that attracts all this marine life?
Well, it's the home for a lot of marine life because there's no other shelter for them, and that's right. Like the feeding station.
Okay. So that's what the thresher shark was coming in for, a cleaning station. That's what we saw on this little finger coral outcropping from the island. And sure enough, he came in there and he was just kind of circling back and forth. Didn't seem to mind us too much. And they're relatively shy most of the time, right?
Yes, they are. But this has always been known that on the South Plateau, on the Lost Pinnacle, this is their feeding station. And usually sometimes you get up to four or five. And they start circulating on the fish, whipping them with their long tails, knocking them out, and then they just come in and take them in.
Right. Well, thank goodness he didn't whack me with his tail, but he did let me get very close where he could have. He was a friendly thresher shark. And I'm telling you, I'm blown away what we're seeing so far in the Red Sea. We got more coming up from the Grand Sea Explorer next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm here in the Red Sea in Egypt. It's unbelievable. Grand Sea Explorer with Explorer Ventures. Oh my gosh. If this is not on your list, you better add it, because what we've seen so far in just 2 days of diving, pretty spectacular stuff. Now, literally, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, myself, Doug Ebersole, and his wife are literally the only Americans on the boat this week. It was just by luck of the draw. We're representing Team America, and we apologize, everybody, okay? All right, so anyway, but we have gotten buddied up in the Zodiac, where they take us out to some of the dive sites with Team Switzerland. And I have, what's your name?
Anouk.
And she is obviously a hardcore diver, and we have the common love of mermaids because she has one tattooed on her back. So is that just happened by, you lost a bet or what?
No, absolutely not. It's
You like
it's,
mermaids?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my favorite child movie, yeah. Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Okay, of course, as it is for most divers, right, around the world. So you speak the universal language of mermaiding. All right, so how did you like being teamed up with Team America? I mean, Switzerland gets along with everybody, so we figured it was a good match, right?
Normally, yes.
Normally, but in this case...
So far, it's very, very nice.
Okay,
so,
all right. Well, give us a few more days. We'll create an international incident for sure by the end of this week. But what did you see on the dive that you liked today, Anouk?
I think we heard about the treasure sharks and oceanics and manta rays so far.
Those were all new for you, too?
Yes, the treasure shark, that was new for me.
I like the way she says that, treasure shark. Thresher shark, but are you saying thresher or treasure shark?
I said treasure.
That's exactly what I thought you said, so we'll just go with
I'm so sorry.
No, that's good, I like it. I mean, because they're pretty cool to see, aren't they?
Yeah, it
was. How close did you get?
Oh, maybe 50 meters.
Yeah, okay, yeah. About 30 or 45 feet. I'm doing the math, that's like 2 feet. I don't know
either, I'm so sorry.
Right, that's no, you're awesome. We're going to team up with some Germans, folks from Switzerland and Egypt and God knows who else next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
As a kid, I got hooked on watching nonfiction television in the guise of the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was huge.
I watched, they were on about once a month, and it wasn't just the ocean. He would go into like lakes and stuff. I remember once he went into Lake Titicaca in South America, and they took the submarines. And he said, we took the submersibles to the bottom of Lake Titicaca. Much to our surprise, we found nothing but titties and caca. That's the joke we said the next day in junior high.
Let's get underwater, don't you worry. Cause everything's gonna be fine. Let's get underwater, don't you feel it.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You should get under the water here in the Red Sea with Explorer Ventures. Oh my gosh, Grand Sea Explorer is just an amazing vessel platform to dive off of. We're literally on the, the flybridge. Is that what you call this? I don't know, just one of the top decks, right, Amir?
The top deck. The
top deck. Well, they got another deck above us, but it's quiet. All you hear is slight motor in the background and here, listen for the waves there. Kind of. There. Anyway, but I'll tell you, it just doesn't get much better than this, does it, Mr. Doug Ebersol?
No, this has been beautiful. Absolutely beautiful trip.
So, first time for you in the Red Sea as well, and I believe that was your first Thresher Shark, wasn't it?
No? First time in the Red Sea, for sure. Yeah, it's one of those places we've had, that Carol and I've had on our bucket list for quite a while. No, we actually went to Malapascua in the Philippines and saw Thresher Sharks there, but it's a little bit easier here. There, you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go out to 130 feet and sit there and hope they show up.
You just roll off the back deck of the Grand Sea Explorer, and they're there at about 100 feet, just cruising, waiting for us. That was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
Absolutely. We're just cruising along the reef, and all of a sudden we are banging on a tank and look down, and there's a Thresher Shark right below us.
Yeah.
And stayed with us for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, that was remarkable. And then, we had mantas, we had the oceanic white tips at the end. The oceanic white tips just kind of come in towards the end and kind of cruise around your safety stop, which, they can be curious. They have a reputation for being, not aggressive, but just curious, right, Amir?
Yes, they are.
They're like puppy dogs, though. Am I right?
Yes. Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah. And they get right there real close and pose for photos, very photogenic. And they look cool with the little white tips on them. It's kind of unique for us.
Right. They're apex predators in the open ocean, so they're not scared of anything. So they're very, very curious. So if you're sitting in open water, they'll come buzzing in just to kind of see what you are, check you out, and see what else is floating around.
I can't eat that, but hey, I'll pose for a picture. Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. So, it's a nice thing to think that you could get Thresher Sharks, oceanic white tips, and mantas on one dive. And, they're saying there's other stuff that could pop in. You just never know. Now, Carol is your wife. Carol, come on over here. I got to talk to you, too, because, you guys travel around the world. Dr. Doug Ebersol, big-time rebreather diver. He's technical diver. He taught us how to cavern dive last week, or at least me. CJ kind of blew it, right?
I didn't blow it, but his ears gave him trouble. We'll give him a second.
He blew
shot.
His ear. No, he'll be fine. We're going to get him caught up here in a couple weeks. But basically, I predicted it. He failed. I passed. But yeah, that's a whole nother show. We'll leave it at that. But Carol, what do you think so far of what you've seen in the Red Sea?
Awesome. The meals are incredible. The hospitality, the international flavor is just terrific. We just love all the different languages that you hear, just something that's very different. The sunsets, the sunrises, just spectacular.
It's the whole package. It's the whole adventure, not just the underwater attractions. Obviously, that's what draws you here in the first place, but the people here in Egypt that we've met so far and the crew on the Grand Sea Explorer, just super hospitable and very welcoming. welcoming folks, you know, especially, you know, when there's that perception back in the States that, oh, you don't want to go to the Middle East or someplace like that. It might be a little scary or whatever. No, we're not seeing any of that. This is a very friendly place. They feel very safe. Everything's great. And, oh, my God, I can't imagine why anybody would not want to come see what we just saw in one day. What do you think, Doug?
Absolutely. And I was going to bring up that not only do we have those big things you talked about, but on the last dive, we came shallow, come back towards the boat. The hard corals, the soft corals are beautiful. There's tons and tons of small fish and tropical fish. And so it's not just a big big marine animal location. There's all kinds of beautiful corals. We had two wrecks that we swam past that were huge and gorgeous. So, I mean, wreck diving, reef diving, soft coral, hard coral.
I saw something like a white sea fan. I mean, you'd almost think it was like, whoa, is that a dead one? No, it was totally white, kind of. What is that, Amir? You know what I'm talking about? It was massive, Yeah, it was really up and down the wall. Do you know a name for that one?
We call them fan corals.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, they're sea fans, but it was a white color. I'd never seen one like that.
Right, and it was absolutely huge. It probably had to be
massive.
6 feet, 8 feet.
Oh, I think it was longer than that. It was like double of me, at least, minimum. It was massive. So I got a picture of that with the Napoleon Rass in front of him. It really offset the color for my video. So I'm looking forward to, taking a look at what I've shot so far, including the Thresher Shark. And we hope to get that up at scubaradio.com, too. You're taking pictures, too. You're getting some good stuff, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm shooting stills. You're shooting video. So we should have everything covered.
Yes. Well, at least some. Now, Bianca, we talked to her a little bit earlier, but she's back from dive, day number two. And that was your first manta as well?
Yes, it was my first manta as well. It was my first longimanus as well. It was my first Thresher Shark as well.
So now are you and Anika going to have like a dance-off? A happy dance-off?
A happy dance. I cannot make a happy dance for you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think they might have we have a competition kind of thing,
Okay.
And see who wins. Right, right. Cool. But okay, so manta, Thresher Shark, that was new for you.
Yes, and longimanus.
The Latimanos. The Oceanic White Tap. Yeah, what is that? Is that the technical name?
That's the Latin name.
That's the Latin name, which means it's technical, right?
Right.
Okay, he's a doctor. He knows. So the Oceanic White Tips, you like those, huh?
Yes, I like them.
Yeah, so far, I mean, have you been on a few of these trips before, like a liveaboard like this, or is this whole experience kind of new to you?
No, I was on a boat like this. Also on a not as big as this one.
This is a big one.
This is a huge one, actually.
It's 135 feet long. And literally towers over all the other vessels that we see here at the Brothers dive site. So we're kind of the big kahunas on the reef. You hear what I'm saying? So you get up on the top deck and say, "Suck it, losers!" that kind of thing, right?
I shall tell that now.
Yes, of course.
No, I can't say this. No.
You don't do that? That's impolite?
I'm sorry. I'm well-educated.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm an American idiot. So that's just what we do sometimes. But it's a good time, isn't it?
It's a really good time.
And it's the way to dive.
Yeah, it's the way to dive. And I would recommend that to everyone. Just go diving.
Right. Now, do you like everybody you've met so far? Is there anyone you want to single out and say, "Man, I wish we could push them overboard"? Other than me.
No.
Everybody's getting along pretty well.
Yes, everyone is. Yeah,
we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, we want to keep it that way.
Okay, she was looking at me like, "Well, I don't know. I could probably tolerate you for about another day or so." But yeah, the people we're meeting and everything that's really part of this whole experience, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, I agree. I always say with liveaboards, you end up meeting very interesting people who are very outgoing, and that's probably because if they weren't outgoing, they wouldn't be on the liveaboard. So it's always, that's one of the highlights for us on these trips, is just all the people that you meet.
Well, and we have that common bond of diving. So we have that common thread to start with, and then we can start, digging in. Hey, what's it like? Or what do you think of Americans? What do you think of Germans and everything? And you know what? We all get along, especially if we start talking about diving. We all have that love in common, and you could build from that. Right, Bianca?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, because if it wasn't for that, oh, my God, you would have kicked us off at least a day ago, right?
Yes, I would.
She's like, oh, hell yeah.
Divers are always friends.
Yeah, there you go. Divers are always friends. I like that. I like that a lot. So as far as the reef and stuff, now, one thing that Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine and myself, we're talking about, there are a lot of boats out here on some of the sites like Brothers. It's pretty eye-opening for American divers to see that many liveaboards on one site. But I will tell you that despite that, it's run really, really well. And I made a comparison or a comparison to like going to a state park like Yellowstone or something in the States. And it's magnificent. You see some amazing stuff. And you see a lot of other people, too, a lot of other divers. But it doesn't really affect the experience of your dive. You know, they kind of, you see a group, hey, man, how you doing? You keep on moving down the wall. It's so big, there's plenty of space to spread out. You think, Doug?
Yeah, I agree. I think we counted 15 boats yesterday at our little checkout area. Then today we had like 8 or 9 boats. But you look on the surface, think there's going to be just chaos underwater. But actually, in our little group, it was just us. And you occasionally would swim by some other groups. But, yeah, they have it done very, very well. It's very well organized. The boats all work very well together, who's going to what sites and so forth. And, yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, at first you might look at it from our perspective and think, uh-oh, this could go horribly wrong. But, no, they run it well. The crew here on the Grand Sea Explorer and everybody else, for that matter, they kind of look after each other, I think, a little bit as well. But it is an amazing thing. It's like going to a national park. And, Amir, what do you think? Is there anything in particular you like to see? What tickles your fancy the most?
Whale sharks.
Whale sharks. Will we see a whale shark?
Well, say yes.
Just say yes, and we'll leave it at that and hold them to it. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out and the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the Red Sea with Explorer Ventures on the Grand Sea Explorer. Now, we've been diving, just having a blast. It's a couple days later. We've been getting in more dives, just having the time of our lives. I mean, some of the walls that we have cruised down and just like did this drift along the wall, wall flying, so to speak, has been spectacular. Dr. Doug Ebersole with me. What do you think about that, Doug?
Oh, yeah, the walls have been absolutely beautiful. Lots of hard corals, soft corals. Today we had a lot of current, which kind of made for nice, like, flying down the wall. We've had beautiful sights all the way around.
Yeah, one of my favorite spots, it was actually, I don't even know if it's its own site, but a spot they called Anemone City. Is that right? Anemone City, Moody?
Yeah, in the Delos. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, and Anemone City is obviously famous for its cities.
Sorry, what was that?
No, it's anemones. And the clownfish are just, I mean, it was amazing because we came up there and I saw these clownfish in the anemone and, you know, just that picture that every diver sees online or in dive magazines like Dive Training Magazine or whatever. It's just, they're just cute little critters. Nemo and his buddy there hanging out in the anemone. And I'm getting my video and I'm getting my GoPro going and I get this and I think, okay, I got my anemone shot. That was pretty cool. And then Amir says, no, look over here. And I look up, and we're on a shelf, and they are literally lined up for, I don't know, probably 100 yards of just anemones and clownfish. I have never seen so many in my life. That has to be probably a world record. What do you think, Moody?
Yeah, it is for you.
Let's go. Well, for me, for sure. Moody knows what to say. Now, Moody is one of the dive guides here on the Grand Sea Explorer, and he has been assigned to wrangle the Team America, and so he's done a phenomenal job dealing with the headache that we have given him, but we thank you for your patience, my friend.
The pleasure is mine, for real. You're amazing divers, and I'm really happy to see you guys.
Yeah, you know, he has a lot of talents. He's very friendly. He has a tendency to laugh at every joke you tell, even when they really suck. But he is, so he's easily amused, which is great for our crew. But also, he laughs. I mean, he's just a bucket of joy. You don't fake it. You really love being out here, don't you? And you've been doing this, what, for like a year on the boat right now?
Yeah, in Sea Serpent, I've been here for 1 year now. But like diving in general, 15 years.
Okay. And but you obviously, you know, just you just overflow with excitement for the underwater world. Are you with me on this? Am I making that up, Moody? Come on.
Yes, that's true.
Let's be real. Moody is not Moody.
Yeah, it's Muhammad Abbas.
He's okay. All right. Well, okay. That's what I mean.
I'm not that moody. Yeah.
No, he's not moody at all. If anything, he's just up and positive all the time. You got to love it.
And an incredible critter finder.
He is. Yeah. Well, whatever it is you're looking for, he'll spot it on the reef. And we would have swam by this thing like 10 times and never seen some of the things he's picked up, right?
Yeah, we would have swam by everything. He's picked up all kinds of pipefish and little shrimps and all kinds of crazy things that we would never have found at all.
And the big stuff as well.
And the that's right. He's looking for everything. Now, Moody, I got to ask, and I usually do this to all the crew. So, you know, you've been out here for a while. You've been diving week in and week out in the Red Sea. And what is it that really gets you excited? Is there one particular critter or dive site that you like to see out here on the Red Sea that really gets your blood flowing?
No, all kind of marine life, small, big. I'm always excited.
It doesn't matter. You don't have a favorite. Whale shark?
Yeah, no.
I think Amir said it was whale shark, right, Amir?
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he likes the whale shark. You like maybe anemones?
No, actually, hammerhead.
Hammerhead, of course.
Yeah.
Now, we actually saw some hammerheads. Now, I didn't get close to them, but some of the other folks in our group got within like I don't know, 10 meter, 30 feet or so of a couple of hammerheads that swam through them. And, you know, we're about halfway through the week, so there's a chance we might see some more. But that's the thing that really gets you going, those hammerheads. And they have what kind of hammerheads here in the Red Sea? Scalloped, I believe, is what I heard. Is that right?
Yeah, and we also got the great one, but I never see.
Yeah, well, the great hammerheads?
Yeah, I've never seen it before.
Okay, I've seen those in the Bahamas, but the scalloped ones are schooling type of hammerheads, right?
Yeah.
So they were telling us when we did this one dive that we're going to go down deep and see if we could find the hammerheads, and usually they send out a scout or two. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, they send the big mama first to check the atmosphere of all the divers, if it's safe or not, and then the whole group start joining us.
All right, so there's you know, mama bear or whatever, she goes out there and she swims like, hey, there's these divers over here, this looks safe, all right kids, follow me. And that's kind of how it works with the scalloped hammerheads.
Yeah, it is.
And we can have as many as like what, 50 to 100 or more?
Depends. Yeah, the biggest number I think that were like 20 plus something.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's a nice little family of scalloped hammerheads, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. So what about dive sites? Any particular island that we've been to so far or that we're going to here that you like the best personally?
Well, during this trip, you've been discovering many, many amazing dive sites. Some of them, super popular in all over the world. But my favorite dive site actually is based in Hurghada. It calls Fanadir. It's the longest reef in Hurghada, 3.5 kilometers, and you can discover many, many weird stuff in there.
Really? Okay. So, are we going there or no?
Oh no, no, not during this trip.
That's Moody's secret spot. You're going to have to pay him off to when you come to the Red Sea, and maybe he'll take you there. Is that right?
Hopefully, next time you're here, guys.
Right, but you book the Grand Sea Explorer with Explorer Ventures. You get Moody, you get Amir, you get a team of people that are going to make sure you just have a good time. And you're looking for more Americans to come, despite the fact that we set a bad example, right?
For sure. Yeah.
All right. See, if he can tolerate us, he can tolerate you. And trust me, he's done an amazing job. Look, we have another hour of Scuba Radio on deck from the Grand Sea Explorer here in the Red Sea. So stick around. We're just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Yeah. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here.
Under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here.
Under the sea. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.